Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A leading hotelier claimed today that policy in the area of the hotel industry has a complete lack of understanding of how business works and is turning Ireland into another Switzerland in terms of prices. Des O'Dowd, the owner of Inchidonny Island Lodge and Spa in West Cork, says Ireland is now ceding a competitive advantage to other European countries and was fast becoming a comparable country to traditionally high cost locations such as Switzerland. And Des O'Dowd joins me now on the line, as does Greg Ennis, who's Deputy General Secretary with responsibility for the private sector in SIPTU. You're both very welcome to the programme. Des O'Dowd of Inchidonny Lodge and Spa, I might come to you first of all. What are your main criticisms of policy affecting your sector, the hotels?
Good evening from West Cork, Cormac, and thanks for having me on. I suppose coming up to the budget, the tax strategy group released a report in which they said that reducing the rate of VAT would constitute an enormous transfer of taxpayers' money to the hospitality sector. And I suppose originally I'm a chartered accountant, so I'm a bit shocked to read that the tax strategy group who advised the government on tax policy don't understand how VAT works. So how VAT works is that the final consumer is the person who pays it. So as a business, I collect the VAT on behalf of the government, and then I pay it over to the government. Mm. But it's my customers who pay the VAT, not me. So when the government increased the rate of VAT last year, like everybody else, unfortunately, I had to increase my prices. Previously, when they reduced the VAT rate of VAT, I've decreased my prices. It's the consumers who pay it, not me.
Okay, so I suppose just on that, you say you decreased your prices. I suppose a criticism of the sector generally was that the VAT rate reduction wasn't passed on by all hotels. So the consumer wasn't getting the benefit. Would you accept that?
I would accept that, yeah. And I think the powers that be are very Dublin-focused and Dublin-centric, and they aren't listening to business owners and people. I know the restaurant business in Dublin is really struggling as well, but there hasn't been a hotel bedroom built in West Cork in 20 years. It's a different story in Dublin, but it's not a very it's not the same story all around the country.
Okay, and why? What's the difference for a Dublin-based hotel compared to yourselves in West Cork, let's say, in terms of this issue now?
Well, what's happening at the moment is Cork Airport and Dublin Airport have record numbers of outbound travellers every month, and that's Irish people who are going abroad because they're getting better value abroad. Ireland is becoming an increasingly expensive place to live in and to holiday. And, you know, the numbers are pretty vast. Like my occupancy and my colleagues that I'm talking to in rural Ireland, our occupancy figures are down significantly this year. At the same time, Irish people are going abroad. So it's not that they don't have the money. To be fair to them, they're going to where they can see the value.
Okay, so how is it then, if occupancy is down, how is it that when people, anecdotally now, when they look to book a hotel anywhere in Ireland, they see sky-high prices?
My prices are higher than last year, but my payroll is up almost 10% because we have a number of issues hitting us on the payroll side of things. The VAT is 4.5% straight away. Energy costs are way up. So all my costs along the way are increasing. And talking to anybody who should be dealing with and tackling the reason that we have a high cost of living in Ireland don't seem to understand.
Okay, so you're saying your costs are rising and there needs to be far more help, basically, for hotels in Ireland. Is that it?
I'm not looking for help. I want the powers that be to tackle the long, hard work of tackling why things are so expensive in Ireland. I don't want a grant. I don't want a rebate.
Do you want a reduction in the VAT rate?
I want a competitive VAT rate.
And when you say why things are expensive, Des, in Ireland, so what else should they be looking at, do you think?
We have the highest energy costs in Europe. Instead of giving us a couple of hundred euros off our home heating bills or a couple of thousand euros off a business's energy bill, tackle the reason why it's not as sexy as giving somebody a grant because they've got a budget surplus.
Okay.
But take the time and do the hard work and the complex, difficult work of tackling why costs are so high in Ireland.
Okay, stay with me. So tackle costs and reduce the VAT is one plea, I suppose, from one of the leading hoteliers. Stay with me, Des O'Dowd of Inchidonny Island Lodge and Spa in West Cork. As I say, joining me as well is Greg Ennis, Deputy General Secretary with responsibility for the private sector in SIPDU. Greg, would you take issue with any of that?
Cormac, I would take issue with a lot of it. You opened up by talking about ceding a competitive advantage to Europe. I really wonder where Des is coming from. Employers in Ireland paid 2.2% of GDP in 2022. The average across Europe was 8.3%. And if we look at the VAT rate at 13.5% is average across Europe. If we look at the UK, it's at 20%. The support that has been given to business in this country, not to workers, to business. In the pandemic, they received 19.4 billion. For Brexit, 333 billion, million. Cost of business grants, energy supports, etc. I do agree with Des on one thing. The cost of energy is extortionate. Before the rush of government policy to privatisation and competition in the energy market, ESB were providing one of the cheapest rates of electricity in Europe. Now we have one of the most expensive, but that's a bad government policy. Now, with regard to hotels, I've looked at Des's hotel this weekend. There's one room available. Now, it is a suite, but it'll cost me 465 for a couple of B&B and 615 if I want dinner. I can't get a weekend booking in Des's hotel next June, July or August. So things are not that bad. The first half of this year...
But hang on a second here now.
Sorry, just to finish the point, Cormac. Yeah. The first half of 2024 has seen 655 million invested in hotels, being bought and sold four times higher than 2023. And as we speak, in Dublin, there's 510 rooms being added this year in the first half, and there's a further 1,700 rooms under construction. So for someone to say that this industry is struggling in some way, that's not what the money is saying. The money is going into hotels, and people are being ripped off. They're being price gouging with extortionate prices for hotel rooms. Well, that is what's driving people out of Ireland.
You might say that. I'm sure hoteliers would take issue with the phrase rip off for sure. But let me go back to Des. If you can charge 460 plus for a room, Des, things are not that bad, says Greg.
Yeah, he can come down tonight if he wants, no problem. Just this weekend we have a wedding and the hotel is almost full. But unfortunately, I have to pay the rent. I have to pay almost 200 people for 7 days, not just one night. So again, just in the lack of understanding of a business, that's just making his own point. Can I just say one thing just in relation to the VAT rate? Because this has been used a couple of times, that we haven't the average VAT rate for hotel accommodation in Europe. We don't. I took the trouble of sending through the figures to you today, but I won't bore the listeners with reading them all out. But
are you saying we're on the higher side?
Yeah, Denmark has the highest at 25%, and we've the second highest at 13.5%. After that, it's downwards. So it's the second highest rate of VAT in Europe.
So, but it's still a long way down from 25%, isn't it?
Well, how that works is Denmark has one standard rate of VAT and doesn't have a reduced rate. And if you want to go on holidays to Denmark, I think you'll find that everything
Okay,
is
so you say, and you can quibble over that, but let me ask you this. The point that Greg is making, and I'll come back to Greg in just a second, the point that Greg is making is that if you can get 400, nearly 500 euro for a room, things are not that bad. But you counter with the fact that you have a wedding and you have a busy weekend. Are you saying you have fallow periods? Are you saying you have periods when the hotel is nearly empty?
Absolutely. Between now and Christmas, the wind is, rattling through the doors. It's a very, very quiet time. You know, I think we have six or eight rooms sold some nights midweek between now and Christmas.
Okay, so if I were to check the hotel now for late November, I'd get a good price, would I?
Yeah, I think you would.
Okay.
You would look, Greg?
That depends on what you mean by good. My concern as a SIPDU official is the people who work in the hotel industry and the conditions of employment that they are on. There has been a number of nods to business in recent months. statutory sick pay was due to rise to 7 days on the 1st of January 2025, but the government decided not to enact Section 6 of the Sick Leave Act 2022, so it looks like it's going to stay at 5 days. Auto-enrolment that the hotel industry have been given out about, that's been spoken about for 20 years, and again, it's been deferred until the 30th of September next year. But yet, when it comes to the supports I mentioned earlier, by the way, the pandemic, the Brexit, the cost of business, the energy support grants, etc., they go to employers. But we have workers in the hotel industry, predominantly on the minimum wage, which today is $12.70. And I accept that Des will make the point that's rising to $13.50 on the 1st of January. But that's still well below the living wage, which was $14.80 a few months ago, which today is $14.75. So look, we have to get real. Like, the cost of hotels in this country, in my opinion, is driven by an unbridled drive for profits and greed. Because no one will ever convince me or the members we represent that when you go to stay in a hotel for one night, and it's costing anything between 250 and 500 euro, that is sustainable in the long term for the industry or for the people who want to stay in such hotels, because the system is simply broken. We don't have the right to collectively bargain in this country. The directive was due to be transposed, the adequate minimum wage directive, last Friday. The government didn't do it. It is important that we get collective bargaining up and running in this country. We're an outlier. That will ensure a better rate of pay for workers in this country, which means they can afford to stay in hotels. But I would go a step further, and I would say this dynamic pricing model, that needs to be looked at by government. We should be fixing the hotel rates.
I mean, isn't that the market? The market deciding what happens, surely. If there's high demand, you can charge a bit more.
Leave aside Des's hotel for a minute. I'm just talking in generic terms.
I'm saying, yeah,
accommodation.
Yeah.
No, but just hear me out. If I stay over the winter period in a hotel in West Cork or Dublin or wherever it may be, it will be predominantly cheaper in the winter than it is in the summer because of demand. But yet in the summer, the hotels are not burning electricity by way of heating, they're not using as much lighting, etc. But yet people are being ripped off. If there is a concert, if there is a football match, the hotel room that I can stay in for 250 becomes 500.
But isn't that fundamental
is not
economics,
right.
Greg? Supply and demand.
No, but they can't have it both ways by saying people are being driven out of the country. That's why they're being driven out of the country.
Rob in Cork says, could you please ask Des, if the VAT rate reduces, will catering and hospitality businesses reduce the price for customers? How does reducing VAT help, as he's mentioned that the VAT is passed on to the customer?
Yeah, so if there's a reduction in the rate of VAT that gets passed on, my prices come down.
But you've accepted that hasn't happened across the industry. And I wonder, has that hurt hotels? In this argument that you're making today, has that hurt your industry, that the fact that maybe some hotels have taken sauce on both sides here, have taken the VAT rate cut and have taken the profit along with it, haven't passed on the goodness to the customer?
Yeah, and
the chickens are coming home to roost, maybe.
Yeah, VAT rates have gone up. But
no, I'm saying when VAT rates went down, they didn't pass on the reduction.
Yeah, I would say that there are that has happened, and there is an emotive issue about this, particularly around concerts and around football matches. And there's, you know, I am that is beyond my ability to resolve. What I have been asking is that, Greg does a great job advocating for his agenda. To be fair to him, we now have the second highest minimum wage in Europe, and great credit to him. I've no issue with that. What I'm asking is that the powers that be understand how business works and tackle the cost of living so that if somebody is on a minimum wage, their money will go further. That's all I'm asking.
Let's hear Des out, and then I'll give you a final word, Greg.
Yeah, and just one second. Greg has come on and personalised this to a degree. He doesn't know my business. We've had a pension scheme here for our staff. We've put a lot of money into that. We've looked after our staff very well. So he can advocate for his own business and talk about in emotive terms about people being ripped off. We're trying to deliver great value for guests here, and we'll continue to do that.
And look after your staff. Greg?
I have no doubt you're trying to, Des, but the reality is in your own county, the average rent in Cork is €2,100. Small apartments average is €1,200. How can workers afford that sort of rent when they're working in hotels getting paid the minimum wage? The Hotels Federation needs to look at how it treats its staff. It needs to give them decent wages, decent conditions of employment, and that will generate benefits.
Okay. I think the line dropped there a little bit, but we certainly got your point. Mary texts to say the cost of wages are way cheaper in Spain, so we'd never be on an equal footing. But even so, cost of hotels are way too high here. They never passed on the VAT rate, says Mary to 51551. Can I thank Des O'Dowd, the owner of Inchidani Island Lodge and Spa in West Cork, and also Greg Ennis, Deputy General Secretary in SIPDU. Thank you both very much indeed. 51551.